You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Will Green Bay students need to go through a metal detector to enter the classroom soon? That's one option on the table for a public discussion tonight at Preble High School. Green Bay schools are already requiring clear or colorless backpacks after a gun and ammunition was found in a backpack at Preble last Tuesday. The safety roundtable discussion is open to the public and starts at 6 p.m. tonight at Preble High School. Many Green Bay parents are scrambling to get their hands on clear backpacks since the new bag policy was announced last week and goes into effect a week from today. In response to that demand, Green Bay retailers like Target and Meijer say they're working to get more clear backpacks in stock. Even local businesses that don't normally have anything to do with school supplies are chipping in. In a Facebook post, Specialty Auto in Suamico announced they've ordered 25 clear backpacks to give to families in need who weren't expecting that expense. Show a student ID and they'll give you a backpack. No questions asked, the post says. Several other social media posts from individuals have also popped up over the last few days, offering to buy clear backpacks for families whose back-to-school budget is already tapped. School officials also say the student services departments throughout the district will also help any student get a clear backpack if they need one. If you like the option of taking an Amtrak bus down to Milwaukee from Green Bay, you only have a couple more weeks to enjoy the ride. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced the Amtrak I-41 thruway bus service between Green Bay and Milwaukee will end on October 1st. The service started in 2019 as a way for travelers to make same-day round trips between cities along I-41, like Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh, as well as Chicago and Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport. Governor Evers requested funding for the service, as well as potential rail expansion in his state budget proposal, but additional passenger rail funding failed to make it through the budget committee. Green Bay's downtown area is due for a major facelift in less than a year in the form of new housing and a new fire station. The city's redevelopment authority approved several key agreements and millions of dollars of support toward the construction project last week. The plan is to break ground next summer on a new Green Bay Metro Fire Central City headquarters and 85 units of affordable housing, a project with a $32 million price tag. City leaders say the public-private partnership with General Capital will help address downtown Green Bay's need for housing and public safety. The plan is to develop the former Badger Sheet Metal site at 420 South Broadway into a new Central City fire station and five-story apartment building to be called Fire Station Apartments. Demolition of many aging industrial buildings on the property started last July. The latest approvals are a big step toward the goal of construction starting in June of 2026. A Democratic lawmaker from Green Bay is renewing calls to keep veterans' housing programs open before they shut down at the end of the month. His Republican counterparts argue the governor already has the money to keep the sites open. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program operates sites in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls. They provide temporary housing to homeless veterans along with other support services. Governor Evers proposed giving the program nearly $2 million in the budget cycle earlier this summer. After that didn't make it through the Republican-led budget committee, Evers announced the two sites would shut down because of funding shortfalls. Republican lawmakers say the closures don't need to happen. GOP lawmakers urged Evers to reverse the closure this month in a letter obtained by Fox 11. Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner represents Green Bay. He is urging lawmakers to change their mind on funding the programs so they stay open. Late last week, he introduced an amendment to do just that, as lawmakers were considering a separate bill. He says his last-ditch attempt wasn't political theater.
Frankly, it's an act of desperation, because it's our last session before these close in my area. And when they close, it won't just be numbers or political gamesmanship. It will actually be the friends and family and neighbors who are veterans sleeping without a roof.
The Veteran Housing and Recovery Program sites in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls will close September 30th, absent any action from leaders. The site in Union Grove will remain open. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers get ready now to play the Cleveland Browns. The Browns losing to the Ravens yesterday in Baltimore, 41-17. But Jordan Love will be without one of his best receivers, Jaden Reed, Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, so he'll be down for quite some time. We'll see. Certainly, I would expect him back at some point this season, but obviously it's a big blow to us.
College football, the Badgers host Maryland next after losing in Alabama, 38-14 on Saturday. Luke Fickell.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals yesterday 3-2, but that's okay. The Crew, the first team in the major leagues this year to clinch a playoff spot.
It's been a joy for me to be around a group of guys that have taken this, that uncommon mindset, as serious as they've taken it.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. When not trying to push her bathwater soap on lonely men or selling her good jeans, Sid Sweeney does a little acting. The Sidster will play a boxer in the upcoming film Christy, based on the real life of boxer Christy Martin. Born in small town West Virginia, Christy Martin realized at a young age she was a good puncher and capitalized on that skill to become the best female boxer of the 90s. Despite not being released yet, the film has had a few eyes on it and is currently pulling a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes. Actor Joel Kinnaman is not a household name, but he has a solid fan base, and he seems perfect for a good crime story. So it's no surprise he is the choice to play the lead role in a new crime drama called Bishop. According to Deadline, Kinnaman plays Bishop Graves, a weathered, experienced detective who chases a killer preying on San Francisco's elite, only to find out that the crimes have a connection to his own father. The series is currently in development at Amazon MGM. Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up together? What is this world coming to? Before you know it, cats and dogs will be living together. Variety has announced that the sequel for this summer's hit Superman is in motion. If you thought the first one was a spectacle, the follow-up promises an even bigger nemesis will face off against the unlikely duo. James Gunn's Superman, starring David Corenswet, made $613 million worldwide and was a big first swing for the DC Universe, a company where Gunn currently serves as co-CEO. James Gunn says the sequel will be as much a Lex Luthor film as it will be a Superman film. The director says he loved working with Nicholas Holt, who played Luthor, and really identified with the Luthor character. Yikes. Couple other tidbits from Gunn's Superman world. The director says Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock, is on the schedule to be released in 2026. Superman, A Man of Tomorrow, will start filming in 2026 and be released in 2027. You know you were involved in a pretty challenging marriage when just discussing it causes you to break down in tears. Just ask my wife. Thanks, I'm here all week. Such is the case for Denise Richards, who was married to Charlie Sheen. In the new documentary, AKA Charlie Sheen, Richards pulls no punches when she is on camera discussing her tumultuous time with Sheen. She says their marriage went south after the success of Two and a Half Men, claiming that the pressure really got to her then husband. Richards says she would bring up Charlie's substance abuse to members of his team and specifically his sponsor, but to protect him, his posse would blame her hormones or claim she had postpartum depression. Richards says she kept it together for the sake of their daughters, but says if she wasn't a very strong person, she would have gone down a very dark road. Given all the recent information regarding Sheen's new doc and book, I can't imagine a darker road for anyone than being married to Charlie Sheen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.